As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Saturday to you. Welcome back to Patriot Uprising Radio. Hope you guys all have had a fantastic week. We're into the holiday season now. I'm hoping you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family, got to enjoy it with your friends, and just take some personal time to think about everything we have to be thankful for in this great country, the United States of America. We could have been born anywhere, but no, we were blessed, and we were lucky, and we were fortunate, and we were born into this great nation. And it's really important that we do everything we possibly can do to keep it that way, don't you think? I know my family and I, we've had a wonderful start to the holiday season, and we've got to do some much-needed R&R, long overdue. I've mentioned time goes by so fast, and if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. They're infants one moment, and next thing you know, they're snot-nosed brats, and then they're curious teenagers, and in a blink, they're gone. So that's become a reality in our house, and so we're just trying to do everything we can to slow things down and spend the quality time together with family that everybody desperately needs. Nothing more important than good friends and family. Man, I can't believe how fast this year has gone by, and Christmas is now right around the corner. Everybody's making their preparations for that, and you know, I talked to a lot of people, and they're already done with their Christmas shopping. And I've got friends that were done with their Christmas shopping in July, and that just blows my mind. I'm the type of guy that, you know, I don't want to say I wait till like Christmas Eve, but I probably procrastinate longer than I should. And then when I get out there and do some Christmas shopping, I like to spoil the wife and the kids and probably spend more money than I should also. But it always ends up being a rush right down to the last 2 or 3 days before Christmas to get everything accomplished. And then I've got to figure out how to get it wrapped. And that's not my forte. It drives me bananas. If I could pay somebody to do it, I would, if that was convenient. But you know what? We get so tied up in the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season and the traditions and the expectations. It's so easy to forget the real reason that we celebrate. And you know what I'm going to say? Jesus is the reason. God bless him for being so selfless and willing and giving and loving and dying on the cross to save each and every one of us. Our God is good, and definitely something that we should always celebrate. So as you get into this season and as you go through your Christmas, just take time to be thankful and just remember what our celebration is truly about. We're so, so blessed to every year be able to celebrate the birth of Christ. Such a huge sacrifice by God. and such a wonderful gift. So Merry Christmas, friends. From my family to yours, we wish you all the very best. You know, one of the hardest things for me about the holiday season is obviously trying not to eat everything. Gosh, I love food. I love food. I think I already told you guys I'm fat, right? Like I said, I'm not like huge, but you know, I'm a little bit. And I've been trying to diet lately. Going back to my hunting stories, I always try to diet a little bit before hunting season. Starting the day before the season doesn't work out too well usually, but nevertheless, that's what happens. And so the big fad this year, it's the keto diet, right? Everybody I know is doing this keto diet. And so I'm listening, and for about a year, I was hearing people talk about it, and I knew it was, you know, obviously successful for some people, but I couldn't believe that it's good for your body. And I think one of the things that really made me understand what was going on a little bit better is, remember my son was just this last year diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so we've been up at Dornbecker's Children's Hospital quite a bit and getting the whole education of what that means and what your body's doing and what your body uses for a fuel source and what happens when you go into ketosis and why it's bad for you and toxic. And so we've been getting all this drilled into our heads from these dietitians and doctors about how do we treat our son's diabetes. And then I'm hearing about everybody doing this keto diet, and they're purposely trying to put their body into this state of ketosis, kind of exactly the opposite of what is recommended or what we're trying to fix when we're dealing with the medical issue of diabetes. So that's what I know about it. And so, I know it's probably not the best for your body, but then you read different journals and this and that and some doctors, you know, saying that it's not a bad thing in moderation and you know, you don't want to live on it forever that way, but doing it here and there isn't necessarily a bad thing. So I decided that I would try it. And when you first kind of read about it or you hear people talk about it, you think, oh, that doesn't sound that difficult. You know, I'm a baking guy. I'm an egg guy. So You got to get rid of as much carbs as you can. You know, you're not supposed to eat more than like 50 to 80 carbs a day. And you're supposed to eat a lot of fats and some proteins. And the key is you're wanting to stop your body from using carbs as a fuel source. So you're kind of starving your body by not giving it those carbs. And then it will eventually have a chemical change and start utilizing the fat that you have in your body. And so if you only eat fat, it's only going to use fat as a fuel source. So I start this thing and I'm thinking, oh man, that's easy. Eat as much bacon as you want. And, but the problem is I love carbs. You know, I'm a bread guy. How do you go to the Olive Garden and not have breadsticks? And so that's been my biggest challenge. And every time I'm snacking, you know, I snack all throughout the day. And every time I'm snacking, it's always a carb type of a snack. That's just what I gravitate towards. So it's been more challenging than you think. And then the other part about that is, I don't even know if I should be recording this because it's almost blasphemy, but I believe now that a man possibly can have too much bacon. So I start loading up on this bacon every day. Every morning I'm waking up a little bit early so, you know, I can make myself some bacon and eggs. And after 2 or 3 weeks of that, you get kind of tired of the bacon, kind of tired of the eggs. So you're kind of limited on what you can eat. If you're trying to eliminate carbs as much as possible and eat stuff that's high in fats. And you kind of convince yourself that any meat that you eat's okay. But that's not necessarily true, because your body will use protein as a fuel source also. So you could eat a lot of meat and it's not necessarily high in fat, but it is high in protein, and your body will start burning that protein instead of the fat. So you're just not going to lose the weight as quick as possible if you were in that full ketosis mode and doing everything the right way. So it's kind of challenging to get the high fat content, but not too much protein and no carbs. And then do that for a lifestyle change for, you know, 2 or 3 months. So I've been on it a month and a half now, and I've been strict on it, to be honest with you. I've never devoted so much time to a diet, to making sure I'm doing it the right way and researching it and really sticking to it without cheating. I cheated maybe once or twice, very little bit, and that's it. And, you know, I've just not had the success I see other people having. I've lost like 3 or 4 pounds, and so I'm starting to think maybe this isn't my thing. Maybe it's not worth it. It's probably a sign from God that I'm not supposed to diet. You know, one time I tried exercising and I didn't feel very good afterwards. So I took that as a sign from God that I'm not supposed to exercise. And so maybe I'm not supposed to diet either. I don't know. I'm going to stick it out a little bit longer, but let me have your feedback. If you guys are dieters or familiar with the keto diet, what worked for you? Do you think it's a good diet? Do you think it's a bad diet? You know, let me know that I'm not on this journey alone, because it can be lonely sometimes, it feels like. But yeah, that's what's been going on in my life lately. And I'm proud of myself for sticking to something like that. That's out of my character. But I also feel like, as hard as I'm working at this diet, I feel like any diet probably would have been at least this successful in a month and a half. Not only have I completely cut out carbs, I've completely cut out sugary drinks. I haven't had any soda whatsoever. I strictly drink water. And because it's more challenging to find the food sources, just my calorie intake is definitely a lot less. I bet I'm 75 to 50% less than I normally would be eating. So I know my calorie intake has got to be way down. So I don't know why I'm not losing more weight yet, but it's, like I said, it could be a sign from God that I'm just supposed to be happy and eat my bread. So we'll see. But remember, you guys can follow our show. You can like it on Facebook, patriotuprising.com. You can message me. You can post right on the page there and tell us what you think about the show. If you like me, if you don't like me, you can suggest any topics. And I definitely want the feedback. I want to be talking about things that you guys care to hear about. And you can also email me at patriotuprising@gmail.com. So do me a big favor. Share my show, talk to your friends about the show, and share the page on Facebook, and just let's help get the word out. You know, we're a young show, and we need people to know about us, and that's the only way that we're going to keep things going. So we need to get some sponsors rolling, and you know, it's going to be fun together watching this thing grow and see what we can accomplish. I was driving down Lancaster in Salem the other day, and on the big electronic billboard by the Sizzler restaurant, I saw my advertisement come up, Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris. That was a lot of fun to see that, you know, my name in the big lights. And then I started watching that thing as it was scrolling through the advertisements, and all the other radio guys that were up there, they have their show listed up there. And along with that, they also have their picture. So I was noticing that for some reason my picture's not up there. So I don't know if that's a message. Maybe the radio station is trying to tell me, Mick, yes, you absolutely do have a face for radio. So anyway, but it was exciting to see out there. But let's keep this thing rolling. And let's just keep it growing. Let's keep getting it bigger. It's up for us to start the army. We are the patriots, and we need to stand up for this country. So help me get the word out. All right, we're going to head out for a break. We will be back. We will see you on the flip side.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Patriot Uprising Radio here. Glad you joined us. We were, we talked about a little bit of everything. We talked about Christmas a little bit, how blessed we are to be in this country and how fortunate we are that we have a magnificent Lord that gave us his Son, and Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross to save us all. And so that's why we're celebrating this season. And it's just up to us to be thankful and always keep in perspective what the real reason, what the meaning of Christmas is. We talked about diets. I explained my journey being on the keto diet this last couple months and how that's working out for me. It's probably not working out for me. One of the things I did want to talk about is just where we're at as a nation and not just as a nation really, but what's going on in the bigger picture of the world today. And it just seems like the lawlessness is spreading, immorality is growing like a cancer out of control, and people's values and morals and their beliefs. I guess the best way to describe it is are lackluster. They don't have any anymore. And you know, the last show we talked a little bit about what's the cause? How are we getting generation after generation growing up now with this different kind of mentality, with these beliefs and principles and fundamentals that don't line up with the founding fathers' fundamentals and, don't line up with the fact that this nation was built on Christianity and the values and the morals that is taught in the Bible. And I kind of was hard on some of the teachers at the last show because, you know, they're responsible for the education of our children. And we're getting generation after generation now. You know, I just turned 39 years old again. We talked about my birthday last show. And I feel like my generation that graduated back in that era, 97, 98, 99, right in that time frame, it almost feels like we were kind of the last that came out with any common sense and with any work ethic, in some cases, any morality and a knowledge of basic history and understanding of capitalism, of the Constitution, knowing who our presidents were, understanding our founding fathers, understanding the different wars that took place to sculpt this nation and the different wars that we fought in across the world in the name of liberty and freedom and the challenges, the struggles that we went through in this country during the Civil War and state rights and slavery. And it just feels like, and I hate to be picking on anybody, but the next generations, it just feels like they're not getting that education that is so, so important. And instead, they're being brainwashed, and I don't even recognize what they're learning. And so I was hard on the teachers, and I feel like it's your responsibility to teach our kids, and they're not getting what they need. for sure not in the public school system. And we talked about how, yes, there's curriculums you have to follow. Obviously, if you're a teacher, you are an employee, and you need to do what your boss tells you to do, right? The school district. And the school district is under several mandates from the state and from the federal government to make sure that they're following the directions and teaching the curriculums that the state and the federal government are asking them to teach. And there's money tied to it. If they don't, you can opt out. But if you don't teach it, you might be in trouble with not receiving some of the funds that are available that are desperately needed. Or you could get into other legal troubles. So one thing, you know, the Trump administration, thank God, his Department of Education and the secretary is taking more of a backseat role now. They're stepping back and allowing the states to have more say over what kind of education our kids are getting. And I think it should be within the state's rights. But that being said, what do you do when you live in a state like Oregon and you have Kate Brown and you have a Democratic-controlled representative house that is making these laws and regulations and mandates on education that are just completely ridiculous, completely slanted? In some cases, they're just flat out not true at all. And again, now the pressure's on our teachers that they better toe the line and they better teach this stuff, whether they believe in it themselves. And so you got the state, you got the feds. The other big problem we pointed out is the unions. By and large, they're very slanted. They're typically in line with the Democratic Party. Definitely the role that they play in the election process and the monies that they donate to the different candidates, very seldom do you see that going the Republican direction. And they're all powerful, and teachers are afraid to do anything without the union, and they need the union support. And to get that support, they've got to sign on that dotted line and pretty much sell their soul to the union. And the union tells them how to vote sometimes and tells them what they can and can't do and how to teach, and their hands are tied. And so I was hard on the teachers. I do understand that the troubles they have when you consider all of those factors and how difficult of a position they're in. But I still think that if they're going to go into that profession, they have a job to do. And they better be honest, and they better stick to their principles, and they better do what's right by our kids.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Patriot Uprising Radio. Thank you for sticking with us here today. I kind of feel bad, almost like I'm beating a dead horse, because here I am, another show, and I'm talking about teachers and the responsibilities. And so I'll try to get off this topic, but it is just, there's nothing more important than our youth. There's nothing more important than the education that they're going to get. They are our future. And it's been inadequate, and it's just scary what they're not learning. It's scary what they are learning, and it's time for our teachers. If you truly are a good teacher, and if you truly do understand right from wrong, it's time for you guys to stand your ground. It's time for you to not be cowards anymore, and do what's right by the kids. So. And that means there's going to be some sacrifices made. That means that there's going to be some consequences. But if enough of you guys stand together, you're going to have the support of the community. I guarantee it. The community is waiting. We are just waiting for teachers to grow the huevos that they need to protect our children and tell the state and tell the unions to stuff it and start giving the kids the proper education, an education that they deserve, and an education that's going to ensure that they're successful adults, and also that's going to instill the values that is going to make sure that this country is going to be okay. And so it all comes down to the teachers having the guts to do this. And again, I'm sorry if you're a teacher and you're offended by what I'm saying, but it's true. You know it's true. We all know it's true. It starts with you, okay? You know that saying, the buck stops here. So as a parent, I do everything I can to instill the proper values into my children and to teach them everything I know. But the reality is they're 5 days a week, 8 hours a day or more out of my house, and I'm trusting them with you. And I need to know that you're going to continue on the same type of education that I'm trying to instill into them. And so it's time for you guys to do your part. And I know good things will happen when you do, and I know you'll have the support from the community and you'll be protected. But what's been happening this last decade or more, it's frightening. And those kids are the ones that their ideology is different, and they're the ones that believe that America is not a great nation. They're the ones that are ashamed of us for one reason or another. And they weren't born feeling that way. They were taught to feel that way. And their reality is not accurate. The history they know is not accurate. And we got to turn this around. So it's all of our responsibilities, but the burden is heavy on the teachers. You know, it's interesting watching the rest of what's going on across the globe, and we're so enthralled with the impeachment hearings and Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, and if you guys have been paying attention, you know that similarly, Israel has been going through a lot of turmoil themselves, and Benjamin Netanyahu got indicted, and he was brought up on a few different charges, and so he's got a big fight over there. But it's the same type of thing. He's facing, much like Donald Trump, a media, fake news, a media that is just out to get him and out to destroy his legacy. And this extreme liberal ideology that is swept across the world. And Israel is, you know, they're the chosen ones. It's a sacred city, and Satan is working overtime to try to cause turmoil and try to get a win. And so, much like what's happening here in our country, they're dealing with over there, and much like I believe Donald Trump is a victim and being treated unfairly, I believe the same thing is going on over there. And so far, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, he's not having it. He's rejected the indictment, and he says he hasn't done anything that's corrupt. He said he hasn't lied, and he believes that there's an attempted coup, just like we believe is happening here with Donald Trump. So let's keep him in your prayers. Let's keep Israel in your prayers. And, you know, they're a little bit further ahead in this process than we are here in our country. And like I said, he's already been indicted over there and will stand trial for some of these charges. So the whole world's going to have a watchful eye. He has been such a strong leader for Israel, such a strong leader in the Jewish faith and in his conservative ideology and values, and a strong leader in the fact of making sure Israel is secure and protected from enemies, that the borders are secure, and such a powerful ally to the United States. So, you know, the Bible tells us what happens to nations if they turn their back on Israel. And the United States, past administrations, and the mentality of the Democrats right now, they've tried, and they would like to do it some more. They would like to turn their back on Israel. They don't revere Israel the way we do, and they don't look at Israel as being a powerful ally, and more than allies, they're friends. And so we need to keep them in our prayers and keep a watchful eye on what's happening with Israel. And again, that means we need to put more pressure on our leaders, our Senate, our Congress. We need to make sure that they know that we support Israel and we expect them as our representatives to support Israel. It's so important that our nation, our country, remains strong allies with Israel and has their backs. And we'll see what happens with this trial with Benjamin Netanyahu, but I think he's innocent, and I think he's a victim, but we'll see. We'll let the facts lead where they may. And a lot of people think that I'm just, no matter what, I'm going to support Trump or Benji or the Republicans, and that's not true. I'll be the first one to call people out if I think there's something that they did that was wrong or unconstitutional. But I believe everybody deserves due process. You know, I believe, you know, we know for a fact crimes that Hillary Clinton committed, but I believe that she deserved due process through our judicial system. And I don't think anybody should be above the law. I think she was treated differently than everybody else. And that's unfortunate, but that doesn't mean that we abandon the values and the fundamentals of what our justice system should be. And everybody deserves due process. Donald Trump deserves due process. Hillary Clinton deserves due process. And let's just hope that the swamp continues to be drained. And Bill Barr turns the Justice Department around and weeds out all the weasels, the lawbreakers, the treasonous scum that have embedded themselves into the different agencies, the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, the DOJ, and we need to continue flushing these treasonous bastards out. And I think Bill Barr is the right man for the job. I think he's going to continue working hard. Some of the comments he's made recently make me excited. You know, anything government, nothing moves fast enough, right? We know there's these investigations and these reports that are supposed to come out. And we believe that there's going to be a lot of damning stuff for the Democrats and for Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all these people that have tried this coup against our president. But we wanted it a month ago. We wanted it 2 months ago. And nothing happens fast enough. But I do believe it will happen. I do believe with some of the comments that were just recently made by our attorney general. I don't think he would have said some of the things that he's said publicly about the corruption and about the fact that they've been after our president from day one. I think he's spoken very freely, and I want to believe, as smart as an attorney as he is, and as smart of a prosecutor as he is, he won't say those things unless he's already got a very strong case and has the facts gathered and can make his case and can prove his case in court. So I'm hoping for some indictments. I think it's going to come sooner than later. Maybe we get a Christmas present. But we need to keep the faith on that and just see where it goes. But it is interesting, the comparisons of the two men, Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump, their ideology and the things that they're trying to do for their countries and how they're being treated. And it's evil. We got evil at work here, folks. It's going to take all of us to fight against it. Stand up, stand together. We are patriots. We'll catch you after the break.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Howdy, howdy, and welcome back to Patriot Uprising Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking with us. Man, the hour goes by so fast, and you know, every day when I'm doing my show prep, I really only plan because I know we only have an hour to discuss things, and I try to, you know, pick something that I think is relevant, that is current, and something that's going to be interesting. And I try not to cover the same stuff that you're hearing over and over and over and over again. Obviously, it's news. You got to talk about it a little bit. But I try to be a little unique as much as possible anyway. And so I do, knowing that we only have an hour to discuss something, I try to stick with, you know, one or two maybe at the most topics. But then, you know, you get off on a different conversation. You know, you come in here to talk about Israel, and the next thing you knew is you're telling people your life story about your keto diet. And I just find that there is not enough time to continue the conversations that we need to have in an hour. So I'm going to see what we can do about that. And I'll try to do a better job of staying on topic. So I tell you what, these hearings that the Democrats are doing, oh my gosh, I am so, so ready for them to be done. Sometimes it's comical, sometimes it's infuriating. But when you're watching what they're polling in Washington, and you see a representative like Schiff, or you hear Schumer talking or Pelosi talking or any of the other characters in this travesty that we call Congress, it's more telling about the people who voted for them. You know, it's so easy to get mad at Schiff and some of these other characters that are completely lawless, clueless, vile people. But then I look around at the people in my own community that have supported them, that have voted for them, that are rooting for them to be successful. And again, I remind you, they're not rooting for them. They're rooting against us. They're fighting against our country, our republic, our constitution, our values, our way of life, our children, our future. That's what they're doing. And so you have these people in D.C. that are there, but they're put there by your neighbors. Your neighbors. Your children's teachers. Your the people that you sit next to in church. And so my reality now is I just look at these people and think, what the hell are you thinking? How can anybody be that stupid? And what's wrong with you? And again, I try not to be too confrontational, but we've got to start getting aggressive, friends. I think it's okay to protect our country and our values. And I think it's okay to call out the people that are blatantly shoving these immoral things and socialist things and a different way of life down our throat. And it's not good enough for us to just accept what they want to do and leave them be. They're not happy with that. They want to make sure that we are no longer allowed to do what we want to do. They won't leave us be. Okay? And so, you know, that goes back to, I think, one of the problems. We don't have strong religious leaders. You know, a lot of our churches should be more aggressive on fighting for our values. Our pastors should be speaking more clear in church about morality and about what's right and what's wrong. And there is clearly a party that is more in line with Christianity than the other parties. And but people are afraid to say that. They're afraid to talk about that in church. They don't want to run anybody off. And I understand their fears. Shoot, the first one or two times you do that, you might end up finding out that half your congregation is gone. But why are we pandering to evil? Why are we pandering to immorality? Why are we afraid to tell people what they're doing, what they're supporting is ungodly? You can take one topic. I know everybody talks about abortions. Well, maybe not enough people talk about it. But you can just take that topic alone, and you can look at 50% of the congregation in your church and say, how can you support the Democratic Party who continues to vote for, push, and believe in infanticide, late-term abortion? It's murder. We know it's murder. It's 100% against our beliefs. It's against God's word. It's against the teachings in the Bible. And they might say, well, I didn't get an abortion, or I don't believe in that. Okay, well, did you vote for that candidate? Did you ever donate money to the Democratic Party? Because it's called guilt by association. And if you are supporting it, if you are supporting them, you're inadvertently supporting it. If you're supporting them, you are inadvertently supporting the murder of innocent babies. And that's unacceptable to me. And why are we afraid to call people out on this? How can you claim to be X when you support Z? How can you consider yourself a Christian and claim that you're trying to live your life in a way that God would be proud and follow the teachings of the Bible, yet you're supporting the Democratic Party, who on this issue is absolutely 100% wrong? And notice I said on this issue, they're not wrong on everything. But abortion is a big stinking deal. We're talking about murder. We're talking about murder of children, innocent children. And it's disgusting. And the stance that they've had on it. And you know what? I don't even buy that a lot of these Democrats believe in it. But you know what's even worse? They're doing it for votes. They're doing it to build their party because they think that's what the people want to hear. They think that's what's going to get them the vote. That's disgusting. That's even worse. So, you could be a good person in every other aspect of your life. You could be a good person and be a Democrat, but if you support them, you're supporting that. And that's just one thing. I could talk about a lot of different things similar. How come our pastors aren't talking about this? How come our church leaders? How come the elders aren't calling people out on this stuff? You know, it's like they want to throw in the towel. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. What can I do about it? It's God's will. I got to be politically correct. Now, when could you tell me, can someone tell me where in the Bible does it say throw in the towel? When did Jesus say throw in the towel? This isn't turning the other cheek. This is going against God's word. And we need to stop being afraid, patriots. We need to stand up. Now, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. I'm not telling you to go pick a fight. But it's okay to be honest. It's okay to try to have a conversation. Because you know what it's going to make them think? They're going to go home and they're going to get real angry at first. And they're going to bring up a bunch of other crap and say, but. Because that's human nature. But it's going to go home and they're going to sleep on it and they're going to think about it. And they're going to know if they're true Christians, if they truly do follow God's word, they're going to know that they're wrong. And that might change something. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.